USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's This Week says federal health officials are looking to add a negative test along with its five-day isolation recommendation for asymptomatic Americans that are experiencing COVID-19.
There has been some concern about why we don't ask people at that five-day period to get tested. That is something that is now under consideration. The CDC is very well aware that there has been some pushback about that.
Another day of major flight cancellations in the U.S. and across the world. FlightAware is reporting over 2,400 flights were canceled due to bad weather and understaffing due to COVID-19. Holiday travelers are stranded and searching for alternate ways to get home. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. This is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off.
With the new Omicron variant surging just as students are about to return from their winter break, dozens of colleges and high schools are moving classes online once again for at least the first week or so. Harvard is moving classes online for the first 3 weeks of the new year, with a return to campus scheduled for late January. Some students say starting the term remotely is becoming routine. So far, more than 70 colleges across 26 states are starting the term online, and others say they're considering it as well. Weathermen say, look out, a sneaky storm from the south will be swinging northward and strengthening to blast part of the mid-Atlantic region with a heavy dose of snow. Forecasters say severe cold and heavy snow make returning home from the holidays along Interstate 95 treacherous. Officials say play it safe and wait to travel if you can. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A large fire caused significant damage to buildings in South Africa's Parliament complex in Cape Town. A 51-year-old man had been taken into custody for questioning in connection with the fire, which destroyed the chamber of the National Assembly. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa visited the scene of the fire. He said it was devastating news just after the death of Archbishop Desmond Tutu. The new year started without a winner in Powerball on Saturday night as the jackpot rose to at least $522 million. The numbers drawn Saturday, 6, 12, 39, 48, 50, and the Powerball was 7. The last time there was a winner was on October 4th when a single ticket earned $699.9 million. There have been 38 drawings now without a winner. The largest lottery payoff, $1.5 billion in Powerball, shared in 2016 by winners in Florida, California, and Tennessee. The overall odds of winning any prize with a $2 ticket are 1 in 24. The odds of winning the jackpot are 1 in 292 million. Powerball, which is paid out in an annuity in 30 installments over 29 years, is worth about $371 million in a cash lump sum. Powerball is played in 45 states, plus Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.